There have been several recent pit bull attacks in the past few months that have caused serious injury or death among small children. Many people say they worry that dogs are dangerous.
They've always just seemed like the dogs that want to fight.
They literally smell fear. Dogs smell fear.
They seem really vicious, and I think their nature is one where they're just really aggressive.
And as much as I want to believe that pit bulls or Rottweilers or any dog can be a good dog, whenever I'm walking down the street and I see, you know, especially some 5 foot nothing, 108 pound girl walking a pit bull, I always cross the street and walk on the other side.
Still, others, like pit bull owner James White, believe the dogs can be tame.
My dog's really friendly and it's really peaceful.
But even a pit bull lover like White admits the dogs can be violent.
It's all based on the owner and the way it was raised, so to speak, and its living conditions.
Dog attacks happen more often in the summer season, says emergency pediatrician Yvette Lisa Curl. That's when more children play outside.
There are certain breeds that have higher propensity to be a little bit more temperamental with children, but any dog of any breed has the potential to bite.
Curl has seen several patients who have experienced dog bites, and in her experience, it's not just pit bulls who pose a danger.
When you're dealing with a new dog or an unfamiliar dog, number one, you should never really leave an infant or young child alone with a dog, especially if it's unfamiliar or if the child is actually very young, because they tend to play a little bit more rough with animals than actually older children do.
Curl says smaller children in particular are at risk to be attacked by dogs.
Children should really not be approaching any unfamiliar dog because they don't know what the temperament is like.
For this reason, Curl recommends that people, especially children, exercise caution when coming into contact with dogs. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.